The first line of defense that we're going to talk about is pH control by buffers. And these buffers are found in the plasma and in the interstitial fluid. In particular, these are the ones that we're addressing at the moment. There are three major buffer systems that you're going to find in the plasma. And if you remember back to cell biology, the function of a buffer is to stabilize the pH. Most of the buffers we think about tend to stabilize the pH right around neutral, which is around 7. But buffers, different kinds of buffers and different kinds of buffer systems can stabilize the pH at any pH level that's needed. The buffers that we're going to be considering here do in fact stabilize the pH around 7.35 to 7.45. And there's three major buffer systems. The first is phosphate ions, which are found in the plasma, and these are very important in stabilizing pH. Protein buffer system, there are many blood proteins that have a buffering effect, and they stabilize the pH of the blood. So these proteins that are dissolved in the plasma, in addition to many of their other functions, we've already talked about the complement system and their effect in creating osmotic pressure to pull water back into the capillaries, etc. We've talked about a few different functions of these proteins, but another function is to help to buffer the pH, keep it stable. And then finally, the third is the bicarbonate buffer system. And the bicarbonate buffer system is probably, in some ways, it's the most interesting of the three. It does not absorb as much acid as the other two. In other words, it's not quite, in and of itself, it's not as effective at buffering. However, it can be regulated by both the urinary system and by the respiratory system. So the urinary system and the respiratory system can adjust what's going on with the bicarbonate buffer system. So it provides a way for these other two systems to have some input and to adjust the buffering activity of the buffer system. And so even though the phosphate buffer system and the protein buffer systems do a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of keeping the pH of the plasma stable, the bicarbonate system is extremely important because it can adjust the pH. It can adjust it down if it's too high, or it can adjust it up if it's too low. And it can do this by being regulated by both the urinary system and the respiratory system. And as you know, the respiratory system and the urinary system are also involved in regulating pH. So we will be talking about how they do this as we go forward. But before we do, I want to talk about how does the bicarbonate system work? How does the bicarbonate buffer system work? And to understand this, you're going to have to write down an equation. And in the current textbook, it's on page 881. It's kind of a long equation, but I'll spell it out for you. I want you to write it down because you're going to be using it. Excuse me.